The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon. Are you ready for Double Time with Double D? Go behind the scenes of the NFL and the game with Dave Duerson. We want to hear your words, too. Don't be afraid to speak up. Now, here's your host, Dave Duerson, Double D.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson. It is always good to be with you, and what another lovely day we've got down here in South Florida. But more importantly, we've got a special show for you today. In fact, we're kind of breaking away a little bit with what we've done in the past. You know, as I've always said, this is not Football 101, and that this is simply not your average football show, but in fact that we come to you from a spiritual perspective, come to you from a business perspective in regards to what things, various things the guys are doing. You know, even as it pertains to what they're doing socially, for instance, like Everson Walls having given a kidney to a teammate, Ron Springs. So today, the shift that we make is we now move to the other gender. We bring in a female, and she is an awesome individual, the author of Chicken Soup for the African-American Woman's Soul, also the co-author of Chicken Soup for the African-American Soul, as well as a current book that's out called No Matter What. But along with that, she is a major contributor to the book series and program series, The Secret. And it's my pleasure to introduce right now Ms. Lisa Nichols.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Lisa, Dave. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Lisa, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can most certainly. Welcome to the show, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me. Give us an idea of the many things that you're doing right now so that our listening audience can get a sense of just how awesome of a woman you really are.
Wow, thank you. Well, I'm traveling the country now speaking. I just finished my my fourth book tour for the book No Matter What, and we just sold the book in 25 foreign languages, so we just finished the national part of the tour and the first four cities in our international tour, and we are off to China in a few months to continue the international tour component. My company and I, we focus on teaching entrepreneurs, teaching women, and teaching teens how to take their businesses to the next level and create holistic financial success, mm-hmm. capitalizing on everything that they bring to the table. So just busy. I just finished shooting the Lisa Nichols television show that aired in December on WeTV, and so just doing a lot, really busy, most of all being a mom and a family person. So you know how people like you do it, just keeping busy.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And the fact that you and your team teach in regards to holistic financial success, that's part of what, you know, we attempt every day to do on this show, or I should say once a week, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern here on Double Time with Double D. And for our listening audience, you know, I talk to them all the time about the fact that there are absolutely no differences. Everything runs parallel between life and sports, life and business, et cetera. And, you know, just in terms of the way that we crossed paths, just a few weeks ago here at the Super Bowl, you and I were both presenters and keynote speaking at the Pro Player Networking event. And yeah. And so timely that our talks followed each other. I was up first, you came right behind me, and they dovetailed on each other and piggybacked on each other in regards to the message that was needed to get out to the listening audience. And so in regards to the number of things that you're doing in terms of being a facilitator, but an incredible motivator, so as such, you know, I'd love for you to tell your story. You know, we've got nothing but time. I want to give you all the time in the world because our listeners need to know about all the various things that you're doing and how you've come to be the successful woman that you are.
Well, thank you for that acknowledgement. I appreciate that, Dave. You know, I think my story is a story of resiliency, which mirrors many of the listeners that are part of this program. You know, I'm by many people's standards, I probably wasn't designed or wasn't on the path to end up where I am, but my heart was strong. I was a low grading student. I averaged, not like you. I heard you were pretty awesome in school. I was the C student and struggled to get that C. You know, I learned later that my learning style was different and that I transposed my letters and had a bit of dyslexia, but I didn't know that in school, so I struggled all 12 years in school, at sometimes even being considered academically challenged. The last time I took an English course, I received a fail, and that was in college, and my English teacher told me that I was the weakest writer she had ever met in her entire life. Mm. And so to be on my fourth book tour and to have my latest book hit 6 bestsellers lists in 37 days, including the New York Times, I don't take that with a grain of salt, and my heart expands with gratitude with that. You know, I was the teen and the young adult who, on the outside, I wore a smile all the time. I was captain of the track team, captain of the cheerleading squad, head of the student council. I was an 8-time Letterman's athlete, and so I produced at a very high level athletically. However, you know, my self-esteem was always in question. Mm-hmm. And so I was that person that I performed on par. I exceeded people's expectations when it came to sports and extracurricular activities. But personally, I always had that sense of doubt, Dave. And so I found myself seeking other people's approval through my accomplishments, unconsciously, not consciously knowing that. And then into my 20s, I found myself not really loving, honoring Lisa the way I should have and the way I could have. So I sought that type of healing through relationships. And so it's not by surprise that I'm in the business, the healing, inspiring, and encouraging business. I say I do with others what I needed to have done with me. You know, someone once said, you're like the wounded healer. You're someone who has had a pain in the past, and you want to go back and help to make sure other people don't have that, all the way down to my finances. You know, I'm the girl who my second year in college, my father had to inform me that I couldn't go back because they couldn't afford for me to go, and I didn't want to run track anymore. It stopped being fun. I averaged 6 events every Saturday. I felt like a workhorse, and without that athletic scholarship, I couldn't stay in school, and I was young and stubborn, and so I decided that wasn't my path if I had to go that way. And so it was a lot of knockdowns, a lot of setbacks, a lot of getting in my own way, a lot of negative self-chatter. And so through the course of my 20s, my 30s, I just began to look at how can I take all of this, and instead of having it be my fortress between me and success, how can I use my life experiences as my fuel to launch me, that I'm not successful in spite of my past, but that I'm successful because of my past. And how do I level the playing field that I can stand beside someone of great accomplishments like you, someone that had historical and background support and educational support? How can I stand beside someone like that and still earn my right, still, you know, stand on my own foundation? That was a journey to get to. So in my books with Chicken Soup, my contribution in The Secret, and in No Matter What, as well as anything else I do, you know, I teach people how to stand on your story, not in your story, how to use your story as your platform and your reason why versus your in spite of, how to make it your fuel, not your fortress.
Yeah, so then at the end of the day, what I'm hearing you to say is that that English teacher actually ended up being the
yes.
charge and the spark.
Yes,
by simply
yes.
telling you what you could not do.
Yes.
Sounds to me like you set out to prove to them that not only can you do it, but that in fact you will excel at it as well.
Absolutely. She was my motivation. She wasn't my inspirational motivation. She was my I'll show you motivation. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, she was still my motivation, and I bless her for that.
That's powerful. Now, in this world of sport, you know, I take it you're a sports fan. You know, we've had a few conversations about it. I know that, you know, you follow football a little bit. You follow some in regards to the NBA and what have you. But transformational leadership.
Yes.
That being a major part of what you do as an executive coach, and certainly you're one of the most sought after and charismatic public speakers on tour, and you're doing this thing internationally. But in regards to athletes and, you know, everybody, be it professional athletes or the mom and pop who play tennis and golf and what have you, using those same tools and our life experience to springboard into success, finding your niche, finding your passion, what is your message? How do you go about grabbing hold to someone's spirit and shaking them upside down? Because with the number of people that I spoke to over the last couple of weeks who have either attended your events or who sat in on the various panels that you had during the Super Bowl week, they not only left there empowered, but they left there fully charged and inspired to make a difference, not only in their own lives and make change in their own lives, but in the lives of others.
Thank you for that acknowledgement. I appreciate that. I think one of the things is, as an athlete, very committed to, I think once you've committed your life to sports, whether you're actively competing or whether you're doing it casually or whether you just bask in the memories, that's a place to go to. You know, I remember once my coach having me do an 800 breakdown, do two 800s, you know, two 660s, two 500s, two 440s, just grueling, and you know about those trainings.
Right.
And I remember at the beginning of that workout, I thought, I'll never get through this. Oh, my God, he's trying to kill me. He has to be trying to kill me. What did I do? And at the end of it, I was tired, I was exhausted, and I had completed it. Something happened to me that day, and I hold on to that inside my business, inside my relationships, inside my spiritual walk, that when something feels difficult at the beginning, that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to get to the end. That doesn't mean I'm not allowed to complete it. It just means that it's a difficult task, and on the other side, I'm going to be someone I have not been yet. And so my encouragement to individuals and anyone listening is that as you're going through something, a part of you is being unfolded, born, a part of you being released that have not been seen yet. And in order to get a new part of you, in order to access a new you, you have to do something you haven't done before. You know, I think about every time I felt like I couldn't go any further. I can't love any harder. I can't work any harder. I can't forgive anymore. I mean, I'm just stretched. Every time I was able to go past that, and I go back to that day when I was on that track in Los Angeles at Dorsey High School, and I felt like there's no way I could do this. And so I say to the athletes, I say to the active athlete, the former athlete, the fan of the athlete, I say the moment you dig deeper than you've ever dug before, that's the moment you access the goal that you've never touched before. And that any time you go further in your resiliency, your determination, your forgiveness, or your love, any time you've gone further than you've ever been before, you're not only giving yourself the gift, but you're giving a gift to those around you, your wife, your husband, your children, your friends, the people that you aspire to be like. You're giving more of you. And so I get that we are not supposed to keep our blessings to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep it. We're supposed to give it away. So, you know, I was doing the 60-mile walk 2 years ago, Dave, and every day, that's 20 miles a day for 3 days straight. And every day right around mile 16, and it was the funniest thing because right around mile 16, you wonder every day, why am I doing this? This is not smart. I was doing the walk for breast cancer. You know, right around mile 16, you want to just write them a big check and not walk anymore. But right around mile 16, every day was a woman dressed in a Statue of Liberty's costume, and she'd have this sign, and the sign said, "Suck it up, cupcake."
And
when I first saw it, I was a little offended. I thought, God, can you be just a little kinder? And then the reality kicked in. Come on, you signed up for this life. You said you want to make a difference. You said you want to leave a legacy, not a liability. When it gets hard, dig down deep, go to where you haven't gone before, and suck it up, cupcake, because we need you to come out on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the difference between dedication and commitment,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and that's exactly what I'm hearing you to say here in regards to whether it was the 60-mile walk and pushing through in regards to the athletic side of things, but likewise to the life side of things. Again, these things run parallel, and so, you know, informing your organization, the Transformational Leadership Council. In terms of the way that you go about enhancing an individual's life and giving them some of those life lessons, is there a point where, I mean, is it your own personal testimony that you're sharing with them, or do you take them through a series where they basically end up examining themselves and sharing their testimony, or is it somewhat in combination?
It's both. It absolutely is both. My grandmother said, "Dave, sweetheart, if you want other people to put some skin in, you got to first put some skin in before they do. Mm-hmm. You have no right to ask someone to put skin in until you've done that first." And so, yeah, I share the stories that helped me. I share the stories where I was broken. I share, I always say, if a teacher wants to touch you, they got to show you who they were before they knew what they knew. And, I talk about, I swam competition for 9 years, and I would always come in dead last, Dave.
Yeah.
And I wanted to quit one day. And I asked my grandmother, "Grandma, can I quit?" And she said, "Baby, quit is never win, and winners never quit. I'm not sure if you remember this or you know this, but you're made from a long, long line of winners. Your grandparents didn't quit, and your great-grandparents didn't quit, and you're not going to quit." She said, "So you need to take quit off the table. Now, you might have to train a little more. You might have to rest. You might get tired." And she even said, "Dave, when your spirit is tired, that's when you're weary. And you might need to go and hibernate, but you come back and you never, ever quit." And the next day I went out and I swam my final swim meet of the summer, and my heat had already swam, so I couldn't swim with the 15, 16-year-olds. I could only swim with the 17, 18-year-olds, and I was so scared because I would come in dead last every swim meet. When the gun went off, I hit the water, and I began to chant, "Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Quitters never win, and winners never quit." I chanted that the entire race. I hit the wall. I looked to my left. There was no one there. Oh. I looked to my right. There was no one there. I looked up at my coach, expecting her to say, "Sorry, Lisa, you're so slow. They already got out of the pool. They're like in the locker." And my coach was jumping up and down and screaming and pointing behind me. And I looked behind me, Dave, and the first person had just hit the halfway mark. And I turned back around to my coach. I said, "Coach, was I supposed to swim 3 laps?" And she said, "No." She said, "What did you do differently? What did you do differently? I've trained with you all week." I said, "Well, I swam. I said, oh, I chanted something that my grandmother taught me yesterday. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. I chanted it the entire time I swam." I said, "Coach, what happened?" She said, "At age 15, you just broke the national record, and all I had changed was the conversation, Dave, that I was telling myself while I was swimming."
Well, see, that's powerful, and just in that same way as you were saying that, I was thinking back again to when we met, and of course the next day was the Super Bowl and the New Orleans Saints and the Colts going at it, and the Saints basically took the exact same approach and attitude that your grandmother gave you.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the same approach that Sean Payton, the head football coach, took with his New Orleans Saints. He took those guys down to the ninth ward and told them, "Don't forget." And in fact, that we as an organization, we as a team, are not just the New Orleans Saints football team, but we actually represent everything that the city of New Orleans is, everything that this Gulf Coast region is. And in regards to Hurricane Katrina, our work is not yet done. And until such time, we accomplish the goal that we set out, which is to make New Orleans another world-class city again. It starts with a world championship.
He put a fire in their hearts.
That's how they took care of business on Sunday.
Yes, he put a fire in their hearts, and it became non-negotiable. My latest book is No Matter What, and the reason why, and I tell people, that's not a sexy statement. That's not a cliche. That's not a phrase. That's a decision. That's a mindset. That's when you've taken every other option off the table, Dave. You said, "Listen, fear, you have no seat at my table. Doubt, you have no place at my table. Worry, insecurity, you have no place in my mind." I said, "No matter what, it's non-negotiable." And that's what they did that day. They said, "No matter what." They removed every other option off the table. So stop being about if we're going to win. It just became about how we're going to do it and how many points we're going to do it by.
Now that's powerful. I like the idea of that being non-negotiable, because that just sounds straight nasty. I mean, that level of determination right there, again, from my vantage point, is the difference between dedication and commitment. You know, you hear the old adage in the various stories about the definition of what it means to be dedicated, and that's where a friend says, "Man, we're gonna jump over this cliff," and you're talking to him, and say, "Yeah, we'll do that," but the committed person has already jumped, saying, "Are you coming or not?"
Right.
And you know, and
I love it.
In regards to you know, to what we've attempted to do with our show here, my very first guest, Everson Walls, played for the Dallas Cowboys and was my teammate with the New York Giants, gave one of his kidneys to a teammate, Ron Springs, and gave him additional years of life. And in fact, he co-authored a book called A Gift for Ron. Backing that up then, had an individual who played his college football, Bryce Fisher. He's now a major in the Air Force, played his college football at the Air Force Academy, and then played the National Football League for 7 years, and now is an active part of the military. So each week, you know, we've had these dynamic individuals, and none more dynamic than you, Lisa, in regards to the various things that you're doing, and with your message that it's time for your breakthrough. You know, your message is one that's extremely powerful, and it reaches out to the masses. And you know, with us having a worldwide reach here with Voice America Sports, I'm just really excited to have you on sharing with us today. And to our callers, I want to let our callers know that we are taking calls today, 888-346-9144, 888-346-9144. And we'll definitely be taking your calls as we continue on with this discussion. So in your books of Chicken Soup, I noticed that there are a number of, I've read through it a couple of times, particularly the Chicken Soup for African Americans, more so than the one for African American females, for obvious reasons. But at any rate, you've got there are a number of awesome quotes in there from extremely impressive and high-powered individuals like Maya Angelou and others. And where did you get the idea and the vision to pull this type of an activity together?
You know, it's really funny because, number one, too, I can't take credit that I had the vision to do the book. When Chicken Soup for the Soul called me, I actually declined. And I tell people, it's not a failure of or lack of opportunities that will have you not produce in the world. It's a lack of the belief that you can take on the opportunity that will have you not produce in the world. Chicken Soup called me, and Chicken Soup for the Soul is in the Guinness Book of World Records as being the longest standing best-selling series in the history of any series of books. And there were, at the time, they had over 96 different titles in 96 different books. Now they have over 162 different titles and different books, and they were at the time in over 42 different languages. And when they called me to become a co-author, I actually said no. I not only said no, Dave, I said no 5 different times for 5 months.
Huh.
I said no. Sometimes, you know, God will keep knocking at your door, and opportunity keeps knocking. I got to kick the door in, beat down, you know, hold you down and look you in the eyes and say, "Are you serious? You're not going to take me?" And that's pretty much what it did for me. And it wasn't until the last call that the woman who was asking me, she kind of insulted me. And she said, "Lisa, I thought you were a smart businesswoman. Are you clear who you're saying no to?" And in my defense, I started talking fast, and the truth jumped out unauthorized. I said, "I'm a businesswoman, I'm running 2 companies, I'm a single mother, and I'm scared." And I had to listen to myself, and I do self-work. I'll go back and do the work on me that's necessary if I see something showing up in my life, and that jumped out, so it showed up big time. And I found out that since I had received a fail in English, but more than that, because my English teacher told me I was the weakest writer she'd ever met in her entire life, and here was Chicken Soup for the Soul, the largest book series in the history, asking me to do the African-American version, which felt Martin Luther King-ish to me. Here I was, either positioning myself for a really big success or a really big failure. I got to tell you, I didn't get on my knees, Dave, to make that decision. Mm-hmm. I had to lay flat on my face in my office to make the decision to risk it all, to gain it all, because what I found was that punctuation and grammar wasn't my strength. Content was my strength, but I didn't know I could separate the two. I thought that I had to be a masterful at both. So I say to the listener, don't keep waiting until you think you got it right to do it. Just do it. Let whatever your gift is just come out. And then when you have it outside of yourself, let your community love on it and let your community help to perfect it. Let your environment and your audience help make it wonderful. There's so many gifts that are going to, you know, lie down to rest eternally with us that really should be given to the planet. So I had to, it wasn't my idea, but when I finally got it, I got to tell you what I did. I sent out an email to the 500 people that congratulated me when I got the contract. 500 African Americans, you know, emailed and said, "We're so happy, sister, tell our story. Don't forget to tell a story about the civil rights, and don't forget to tell a story about our athletes, and don't forget to tell a story about our hair." And they gave me all these things to talk about. I emailed them all back, and I said, "Thank you so much, but I'm going to need your help." And so I got them all on a conference call, and I told them what I wanted to do, but I had to do it right. And for 3 years, once a month, these people from all, oh, faceless, wonderful angels from all over the world would get on the call, and I would show them how to write the stories through coaching. They would give me ideas on chapters and quotes, and so that's a community project right there. I just happen to be honored to be the co-author and the orchestrator and the facilitator of such a project, but it's a community worldwide project.
Well, this says that Lisa moves us to be better, do better, love better, and share more than ever before. And that's from Mark V. Hansen, the co-founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And so that speaks to just how you moved him and everybody else that I have spoken with, Lisa. We're going to take a quick break, and coming out of the break, we're going to take some calls. And I want to get into depth, too, with your four core principles to achieving a higher level of success, because that's exactly the message that we're delivering every week on this show. When we talk about, be it football and the lives that Emory Moorhead and Everson Walls and Reverend Jesse Jackson and the Lisa Nichols and what have you, the way that you guys and myself have all gone about achieving our various levels of success. The one common thread, though, is passion, hard work, and commitment. But I want to dig into these four core principles that you have for achieving a higher level of success. So if you would hang around with us for coming out of the break, and we'll take some more calls. Can you do that?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to.
All right, lovely. To all of you out there listening to us, you've got Double Time with Double D. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
We all share similar desires to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your inner journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're tuned in to Double Time with Double D featuring host Dave Duerson. Get in on the action. Call us now at 1-888-346-9144. For Double D, that's 888-346-9144. Or drop an email to DoubleDFans@ddfavor.com. Now, back to the show.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson. It's really an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you today because I've got such a special guest on with me, Miss Lisa Nichols, the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, as well as an author on her who's out now with her fourth book called No Matter What. And the bottom line in the success that Lisa has shared so far in our conversation today is that success and commitment are non-negotiable. And so, Lisa, it's really a pleasure to have you joining me back for the second half of our show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Dave.
Absolutely. Now, as I understand it, we've got a caller on the line, so we'll go directly to the caller right now and bring them in to gain their perspective. Kim, are you on the phone with us?
I am.
Welcome to Double Time with Double D. Say hello to Ms. Lisa Nichols.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Kim, how are you doing?
Good. My question is probably directed, and Dave, you probably have some insight on this, but definitely, Lisa, I'm interested in getting your perspective on what I am going to. The question basically is, how would you advise Dave's listeners to, for all intent and purposes, get around the beat down? And when I say that, I mean, you know, you have so many people right now going through just a series of turmoil. You have those who may never have had, you know, respect for themselves and their abilities. You have those who are losing jobs, losing their homes. You have those who are coming back from the war. I know Dave has a large contingency of listeners who are veterans, who are there now, and after years of dealing with a different perspective on life, mm-hmm. are now coming back to their families and mm-hmm. different types of situations that they haven't been involved in for years. Coming back into those situations and coming back to the problems of losing your house, losing your job, having your children, give them as a life coach, how do they get around the beat down just to move on to the next life?
Sure, sure, absolutely. Kim, I appreciate the question, and I've had some of those moments and those lows. I say that your life is a combination of mountaintops when everything is sweet and it's wonderful. You know, the rhythm is there, and then there are the valleys. And the valleys are when you just can't seem to get back up, when, you know, things are hitting you hard, faster than you can bounce back. And the valley is where your resiliency is built. The valley is where your determination is built. The valley is where your faith is built. And it's essential that when you're going through the valley that you not take out real estate. It's essential that when you're going through the valley, you don't do any lease option to buy. If there's a stop sign in the valley, you do a rolling stop so you can keep on going, keep your bags packed, so that the entire time you're in the valley, it is your intention and expectation, keyword, intention and expectation, that you are coming out of the valley, that you don't get comfortable in that discomfort. Now, I'm going to give you an exercise to do, and I always give this. And this is not about changing your finances. This is not about getting another job. This is what you need to do to get back up to change your finances, to get back up to get another job, to get back up to get in another relationship. So I'm going to give you the precursor to all of that. A lot of times you hear the to-dos, and people aren't working with the who are you being in that conversation. And this particular one, when you talk about to work the beat down. It's funny you should say that, because this exercise that I'm giving you, Kim, is the exercise that I did, the first thing I did for myself when I came out of an abusive relationship. And I was emotionally and physically beat down. So my body wasn't just hurting, my spirit was broken. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so this is what I this is what I gifted myself with, and it worked. And so I've been sharing it with everyone. It was the one piece of insight I decided to put on my website after I was on Oprah. And in 72 hours, we got 9,782 people going that came to my website, and every single one of them got the same thing because it was a gift to me. And so I want to share it with you. It's mirror work, and people say, oh, my God, that's so uncomfortable. Well, the only person that's always going to be with you is you. You're your best investment, and we go through life so many times more connected to other people than we're connected to ourselves. So, number one, get connected. You know, transform and change the meaning of intimacy. Intimacy has a meaning of a sexual act between two people, when true intimacy is redefined as in to me, I see. N hyphen, the number 2 hyphen, M-E hyphen, capital I hyphen, C, into me, I see. Complete the 3 sentences in the mirror, and I say do it every day with 7 different endings. Number 1, I'm proud that you. Looking into your own eyes, say, I'm proud that you. Celebrate yourself 7 different ways every day. We don't celebrate ourselves enough because people call us braggadocious or self-indulgent if we do. And we get so used to not celebrating ourselves that it becomes uncomfortable to us. We need to get comfortable celebrating our accomplishments. So the first sentence is, I'm proud that you. And you look in your eyes and you give yourself 7 different endings. The second sentence, Kim, is, and this is the most difficult one. This is the one where people want to stop, but I encourage you to work through it. The second one is, I forgive you for. We are constantly holding ourselves hostage to shame, blame, guilt, regret, and anger from things that have happened in our past. When we can cut those shackles and we not make ourselves pay for chapter 4, then we can really live out chapter 24.
Mm.
7 different endings of things that you can forgive yourself to for. The first thing I said in that area is I forgive you for being so, for wanting a relationship so much that you lowered your integrity bar. I forgive you for not having the courage to get out sooner. So I had to really do some hard stuff. And you're going to do that those sentences with tears, and that's good. They're all healthy. You're just transforming. And then the last sentence that you complete with 7 different endings is, I commit to you that. Can we go through life making bigger commitments and following through on our commitments to everyone else before we do it to ourselves? So you make 7 different commitments to yourself before you leave your house every day. For me, it was, I commit to you that. I'll say no when I need to say no, and yes only when it feels good, that I won't say yes to please anyone or be approved anymore. I commit to you that. I'll be your biggest cheerleader. And when I hear the negative self-talk kick in, I'll monitor it and stop it. So just commitments just for me. When you do those 3 sentences, I'm proud of you, celebrating yourself, I forgive you, releasing yourself, and I commit to you, honoring yourself. Do those every day, 7 different endings. Each day you can do the same thing you did. You say the same thing you said the day before, 28 days straight. Watch how your 29th day looks. That's when you're beginning to climb out of that place. And then what you do with that feeling, that's on you. You know, that gets you out of your situation. But that's filling your tank. Most of us are serving from a half-empty tank or a bone-dry tank. And that's the first step to filling your tank up. I hope that gave you value.
That is wonderful.
That's I'm charged up myself, Lisa, just based upon that. And the fact that you said 7 different endings, and 7 being the biblical number for completion, you know, obviously I grabbed hold to that as you were talking. Celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And then commit to self. That is huge. That's huge and that's powerful. And so Kim, I would have to imagine that Lisa has more than addressed your question, or at least given you a framework from which to attack some things. But do you have any other comments or questions for Lisa before we let you go?
No, but if I think of some, I'm gonna call back.
You do that, girl.
Our lines are open, and Dion, there working our switchboard, would be happy to take your call. And so we really do appreciate your calling in, and certainly for your support and for listening to us here at Double Time with Double D. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. That is truly powerful, Lisa, the way you went about that. And, you know, just as I sat here listening in silence, I could almost sense and feel not only Kim but other listeners out there listening to us as we're on air right now, grabbing hold to the messages that you just gave them in regards to celebrating themselves, forgiving themselves, and committing to self. And now, for you, in terms of coming to the point of breakthrough, that you know, as you said, you had been through a number of things before you became the dynamic individual that we all know Lisa Nichols to now be. And so, in terms of coming to that point when you said basically to yourself, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that breakthrough point as you were talking about in at that mile 16, that kind of a thing. We talk about it in sports, particularly in football, as the fourth quarter, and that everything that we do in terms of all the workouts and during the off season, the getting in shape and all that other stuff, and the sprints we run every day, and the weights we lift and all that, is in preparation for the last 2 minutes of the ball game, for the end game itself. And so in regards to when you came to that point when you simply said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, enough is enough. And then all of a sudden things started to change. You know, share with us, if you would, you know, how you went about that process, because you know, clearly this is not one of those things that takes place over a 7-day period of time, maybe not even over a 7-year period of time.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I've been interviewed probably about on average about 136 times in the last 6 months, primarily because I was on tour, and one of the number one questions people have asked me is, what was that turnaround point?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if it was a point, it was a long point. If it was a turnaround, it was a big corner. So there wasn't a moment where I was walking forward and I just turned around 180 degrees and came back in the right direction. It was a curve, you know. We just experienced with Kim, that's a baby step. You know, that's a baby step just to get present. You know, that exercise sounds, you know, powerful and great. And the moment you stand in the mirror, and I charge each one of you listening to my voice to stand in the mirror and be with yourself, and you look in your eyes, first you have to settle down and stop judging your skin and judging your hair and judging different parts, judging your weight. First you have to quiet your mental chatter.
Mm-hmm.
To be present with self. And then the act of pouring back into yourself, that's an act that we just have, a muscle we have not developed. So for me, it was, first I had to transform my mind to even believe that I was worthy of something more, Dave. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't get me wrong, I had a great father, an awesome mom. I mean, who knows where the chatter started. You know, the television doesn't depict full lips and round hips and mocha skin as the most beautiful in the world. So I adopted that mentality. And so I had to stop and just realize that if I would not feed myself rotten meat and molded bread and unhealthy vegetables, you know, molded vegetables, why would I feed myself a toxic conversation? That took a while because I was so used to it. So when I do my coaching and I do teleseminars and I do live event trainings, when I'm coaching someone, I don't jump them right into the goal. We don't just start running toward the goal. The first thing is, let's stop and find the dot that says you are here. And then we find the dot that says you are here. Let's identify our toxic patterns and just press stop on those. And so that in and of itself took me some years because I had mastered smiling but feeling bad. Mm-hmm. I mastered smiling but feeling bad and feeling like no one was ever going to really know me because they expected me to always be so happy.
Yeah, that thing of believing in self, as you said, the very first thing that had to happen was that you had to have a transformed mind. You had to have a change in the way that you thought.
Absolutely.
Of yourself.
Absolutely. I had to peel back and let old negative toxic thoughts about myself, I had to force them to die away. I had to begin to see not who I had been, not even who I was, but who I could become.
Mm-hmm.
I had to project who I could become. And then I had to give her permission to live at the risk of who I had been dying away. So I had to say my past really does not equal my future, and I'm really standing on my story, not in my story. I tell people, and I don't know how candid I can get with you, but I tell people I'm perfect for helping people who have been verbally abused or physically abused. I'm perfect for that because I fought through that feeling. I'm perfect for someone who believes that they can't write and to turn around and become a bestseller. I'm perfect for that. I'm perfect for someone who had to get on the county to feed her baby and then turn around and run two multi-million dollar companies. I'm perfect to dream that crazy, insane kind of bigness. I'm perfect for that. I'm perfect for someone who says, how magic can we get? How can we make something out of absolutely what the world thinks to be nothing but faith, unwavering faith and tenacity, determination, and commitment? You talk about the four core principles, the passion, hard work, commitment, and vision. If I can make something out of that, then I think we got every single person that can hear my voice and can hear your voice, we got an equal playing field.
Absolutely.
I love an equal playing field.
That's all about never apologizing for success. And at the end of the day, it's all about the way you feel about yourself. If you honestly believe in your mind that you will be successful, then you're already on your way to success. But you have to. It has to become a point where as you said, in regards to those four principles, that it truly does become vision. I tell people all the time that, you know, dream big dreams, but don't you ever step out on a dream. But when that bad boy turns to a point where it's vision, where you can taste it and feel it, and it just becomes a core part of who you are, that you get restless nights because everything
right.
you run into.
Right.
It's reaching out and it's touching hold
right.
to that mm-hmm. thing that you have envisioned that is now beginning to take shape. It's at that point
right.
That you step out, and that's particularly true, for athletes and what have you, and why a number of athletes today have been able to make a successful transition from sports into business.
Mm.
But more interesting than that is that, you know, with the number of CEOs that you coach, I would just imagine that the vast majority of those individuals have participated at some point in a team sport.
Absolutely. 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 And it's
level.
What we pull from.
Absolutely. And that they've drawn on those athletic principles.
Absolutely.
And carried those things into their business lives and hopefully into their personal lives as well. We've got about another 5 minutes, Lisa, and before I let you get out of here, I want to know, number one, how can we help you? Clearly, I want all my listeners to go out there and get all your books and everything. But I understand that you're on tour, you're signing tour, and there are a number of things that you do in regards to speaking and what have you. So, number one, how can they go about reaching you, and how can we help?
Wonderful. I appreciate that answer, that question. Thank you. And I have an answer for you. I appreciate you just opening up the space for me to make that request. Number one is, you know, join our online community. If this conversation has inspired you, empowered you in any way, you know, go to lisa-nichols.com. That's lisa-nichols.com, spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-S. And join our online community, number one, but also take action. You know, you talked about a dream and a vision. And as an athlete, you can have a dream and a vision to be a world-class athlete, but right after you have that dream and that vision, you got to get to practice.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
You know, because nothing's going to happen. I tell people, you know, all day long, you cannot dream, and then when you get up, tuck your dream in on the pillow and go throughout your regular, ordinary day. You need to strap your dream on your back like a backpack and walk it, talk it, live it, breathe it. And if you sweat, your dream better come out your pores. And so the number one invitation I'd invite you is to be in action. If you're at a place where you're at a time where you're ready to take your life to the next level, both personal and professionally, your relationships, your business, your bottom line, your revenue streams, you're ready to create multiple income technology, we're doing a training in April called Speak and Write to Make Millions. It's not just for speakers or people who have a bestseller in them, though it is definitely for them. It's for anyone who uses their voice as a way to convey a message. How do you create multiple income technology all coming into you? That's in April. That's on our website. And we also have a powerful training coming up in March that teaches teens emotional literacy. And we do this very same work with your children. And that's so critical that when you register your child, we allow you to come as their guest because we want you to learn as a family. So I'm saying all that to say the way you can bless me is to continue to pour into yourself, because here's what I know. Your financial reality will never, ever surpass your emotional capacity. And if it ever does, it'll adjust itself real fast. And so I would love to be a partner, a teammate, a coach with you to help you stay in the game and to help you win the game and to help you position yourself and train for the game that you're playing so that you you work it, you operate it the most effectively. So go to lisa-nichols.com and take action. Click on our trainings, click on our products, and be inside the conversations, the lessons, and the learnings. And thank you again for asking.
Oh, right. And you said that an individual's financial reality will never
surpass their emotional capacity.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's powerful.
Yeah. I mean, and you see it all the time. You see all the people who won the lotto, and then they lost it all, and they're in greater debt. That's because their financial reality expanded, but their emotional capacity didn't. So it has to adjust. That's also some of the disheartening reality of some professional athletes as well.
That's
and
right.
Entertainers. I mean, you can think of the entertainers who went bankrupt. You know, how do you go bankrupt for millions? You didn't take any time to expand your mental capacity. You didn't build your self-worth. You just built your network. You know, I am committed to transforming people's self-worth and their net worth.
You've done it already on my show in the 50 plus minutes that we've been on the air. I guarantee you that some lives are being changed, and I know that our caller was impacted by the words that you gave to her. Celebrate yourself, forgive yourself, and commit to self. And Lisa, I tell you what. In regards to that April workshop that you've got, I think I'm gonna book myself a seat at that one myself, so that I can, because I know I've got a couple of books in me, but I'm scared of talking to the I think I'm scared of talking to the into the recorder.
Well, first of all, I'll rephrase that and say you think you got a couple of bestsellers in you. A book is a book, but a bestseller is what you're gonna produce.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I received that. There's no doubt
yes.
about that.
Well, that's where a coach comes in. Look at the things that you've produced, Dave. You produce some amazing things in your athletic career and your business career, and you've done a lot of that because you had a coach who could navigate you and push you further than you
that's
go
right.
on your own. That's what I am for a writer. That's what I am for a speaker, and that's what I am for an entrepreneur. I'm going to push you further than you would go on your own. So please come and join me. I think it's April 17th and 18th in sunny San Diego. I'd love for you to be there. It's an intimate circle, and we'll begin to pull that bestseller out of you.
That's what I'm talking about. San Diego in April. San Diego anytime is
yes.
an absolute pleasure, that's for sure. I tell you what, we're going to stay in touch.
I would like
because,
that.
You know, clearly, you know, the things that you're doing, the things I'm doing with my show and what have you, but we just got synergy at, you know, as it pertains to our commitment to people, commitment to self.
Yes.
You know, your spirit comes through. So, and of course, we've discussed it. You know, so I know that you know whose you are. But you know, but a number of things that have taken place today that are key words and key phrases that our listeners can grab hold to, no matter what. I mean, you know, just your book title.
Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable. Suck it up.
Suck it up,
game.
Cupcake.
you know, I mean, that is just powerful stuff. And Lisa, I cannot thank you enough.
You're welcome.
For taking the time, because as our listeners should know too, you're currently at Black Enterprise Magazine. You're in their corporate offices. In fact, you're sitting in the office of the chairman.
Yes, I am.
Right now on the phone with me, and so
yes.
and you've taken this call, which has pulled you away for an hour away from your own negotiations, and so. I can't thank you enough for blessing me and my listeners with the time that you took.
My pleasure. This is where I wanted to be. This is where I chose to be because you give such great value. I'll just say in short, when you spoke, I heard your words and I felt your heart, and it became very clear that you're a man of integrity, and your mama and your daddy are very proud of you and who you choose to be and how you choose to stand in the world, and I'm honored to stand beside you and call myself a sister friend.
Hey, I appreciate you, Lisa. Thank you so much. Hey, God bless you. Good luck. Give my best to my frat brother Earl out there up there in New York, And we just really do appreciate you, and we'll be staying in touch, all right?
Thank you. I look forward to this.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, to you, our listening audience, you know, there just never is enough time, but I think that you see where we're taking this show. And now, of course, that the football season's over, we've got a number of things that we're going to be talking about as we go forward in regards to the college draft, the combines, everything that's going to be happening with free agency, the collective bargaining agreement that the owners are going through. I just had NFL meetings for the last 2 days, and I walked into my home 5 minutes before going on the air today. And so we'll be discussing all those things over the next several weeks. But in the meantime, it was so important today that we had Ms. Lisa Nichols on to talk about transition, because that's exactly what was taking place for a number of professional athletes whose season just ended with the Super Bowl, who will not be in the National Football League next year. The question to them becomes, what's next? The question to many of you and to me and to myself is, what's next? So celebrate yourself, forgive yourself, and commit to yourself. We'll talk to you next Thursday. You can listen to Dave Duerson on Double Time with Double D. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for joining Dave Duerson for Double Time with Double D. We'll be back again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern for another look inside the game, words of inspiration, and more on the Voice America Sports Channel. Game's on again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.